Well, good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to be on this panel. And speaking from behalf of the oil mills, we'll clear up all that price discovery business right here, right now. It'll be clear, crystal clear when I get finished, so you can just count on that. I got a special call on my cottonseed phone just a few weeks ago. One of the mills in Mid-South was all excited. They got a load of cottonseed in. I said, well, that's great. They said, I'm going to send you a picture of it. So he sent me a picture of that first load of seed. And I said, well, that's impressive sample. I said, no, that's the load. So we do have some challenges, but like anything, there's always an opportunity and a challenge. So the oil mills realize it could be tough, but we got some issues we're excited about and looking forward to trying to tackle. I'm going to go through some of the factors that are impacting these seed prices on meal and oil, hulls, a little bit on linters. Of course, our gold standard, cottonseed oil, we'll talk about a little bit. Being here in New Orleans, it would be serendipitous, I guess, since we've all been down to Cafe Du Monde and had the beignets, and of course they're cooked in cottonseed oil, exactly. Why our cottonseed oil, why does that come up to be a gold standard? Well, just like real estate, location, with vegetable oil, it's functionality. Cottonseed oil has the structure, the molecular structure to make icings and shortenings smooth and creamy. It has the saturation to help it avoid hydrogenation, to fit in the trans areas. And it has a shelf life. It has the bland, natural, or neutral flavor that brings out the availability. So it's one of the premium vegetable oils in the U.S. As we can see here, our vegetable oil market in the U.S. is large. All that talk about cutting back fats, well, most Americans haven't gotten that message yet. As you can see, total usage continues to rise. But U.S. production is lagging behind. So there's increasing demand for vegetable oils, especially domestically produced vegetable oils. In this next slide, we'll see that big spike and run-up we had in vegetable oils. Palm oil, they're in the blue, and soy oil in the red. This is in dollars per metric ton, but as you can see up here, we're ending up around $600, $700, $800 per metric ton. That's in the neighborhood of 35 to 40 cents per pound. And that led to a number of issues. This run-up back in the fall of, or spring of 08, rather, led to a number of issues we're still working through. Number one was there was, no pun intended, a real crush to provide more soy oil when prices got up to $1,400 a metric ton. Once those prices dropped back down, there's a big backup of soy oil. So we're still working through some of those stocks of soy that were built up. Our next problem that this created was a lot of the buyers in vegetable oils spent up their budget for last year and then this year on vegetable oil. They couldn't get any more budget. They're trying to conserve their money. So they kind of shortened up what they were buying. So that led to, or it has led in the last several years. You see our palm oil imports and domestic consumption. Another one of those challenges that some of this has brought on. That's about four times the level now. We're up to around almost 2.5 billion pounds of palm oil coming into this country, up from about 500 million pounds about 4 years ago. Here's our opportunity, as has always been. Cottonseed oil is premium over soy oil. That jump up in price back last year, and you see it's more normalized now. we're in the neighborhood of 30 to 40 cents. But another issue that that brought up was in this year as well, a lot of contracts for oil got real short. Nobody wanted to go out and extend in the future on some of these prices. And now with the outlook for this year's crop, nobody wanted to go out and sell much oil at this with this kind of unpredictability. You see our premium percentage-wise over soy oil, we're generally in the neighborhood of 10 to 15%. If it can stay in that area, that'll give both a good return for the producers, and it'll keep it in the formulas that cotton oil needs to be in to maintain its position as a premium oil. On the meal side, of course, we all know meal going into dairy and livestock feed. It's used as an organic fertilizer and as a soil amendment for mushroom growers. Now, there's a secret menu or secret formula if you ever try to get a mushroom grower to divulge their soil content. But here's the challenge in the meal area. Dried distillers grains, or DDGs, you see again there's another fourfold increase in domestic production of DDGs. And where those are going is into the beef and dairy industry feeds and rations, which is particularly critical for the cottonseed industry, not only for the meal side, but also for the whole seed side. So that's an area, of course, that we're watching closely. Hulls is not as glamorous as some of the other products, but nevertheless can still contribute a good bit. Hulls can be very regional. Some parts of the country we talk to this time of year and hulls are not moving at all. Other areas, particularly out west, they're flying off the shelf. It's a roughage feed ingredient. If you watch hay and other roughage ingredient prices and supply and demand in that area, that'll tell you what hulls are worth. Little secret ingredient here is hulls are an ingredient in oil well drilling mud. So if your area, if you've got a bunch of oil wells that are starting to crank up, that's a good sign for demand for cottonseed hulls. And lastly, our linter production, cotton linters, the export market for cotton linters continues to be strong, especially for second cut linters. This pile here was in China. You may notice some of the representatives there, but it was produced from the Mid-South. So cotton linters are traveling all over the world. First cuts had been going into writing paper, cotton swabs, and yarns. But the second cuts are where more of the money is and where more of the production is now. The big ticket item there is our plasma LCD screens were made with a material that relies heavily on cottonseed cellulose and cottonseed linters. Again, I thank you for the time. Appreciate it.